Hare Krishna, dear devotees, and happy Shri Balaram Purnima.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们 ，Balaram Shri Balaram Purnima 快乐，祝 Balaram 显生日快乐。
So we have limited time. At least I have limited time because I have to give another class.Just after this one. So we'll have to keep this to about an hour, hour and 15 minutes.
今天因为我的时间有限只能讲到能讲到8:15左右。
So, of course, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yove Titat Vataha Vatatiham Punan Janma NaitimamIti so Arjuna, that one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Krishna 在薄伽梵歌当中讲到，讲到一个了解我的显现和活动的本质的人，离开躯体后就不再重返这个物质世界。他会到达我永恒的居所。
So this morning we're learning about Lord Balaram.
今天早上我们会讲述一些主 Balaram 的话题。
And of course he is Krishna's first expansion.
主 Balaram 是 Krishna 第一重扩展。
He's also Krishna's elder brother.
也是 Krishna 的哥哥。
We know that after...the six sons of Devaki were killed by Kamsa, and then Lord Balaram, he appears to purify the womb, prepare the womb for Krishna to appear.
我们知道 Devaki 的前六个儿子被 Kamsa 杀掉之后，主 Balaram 就显现在 Devaki 的子宫。净化他的子宫，为 Krishna 的降临做准备。
So therefore, he appears before Lord Krishna.
所以 Balaram 是在 Krishna 之前显现的。
And by an arrangement of the Lord, he's transferred from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini.
因为主的安排，他出生之后就。被从他因为主的安排，他就从 Devaki 的子宫被转移到 Rohini 的子宫。
The word Bala means strength.
Bala 这个词意思是力量。
But not just spiritual strength. It's more referring to spiritual strength.
它指的不仅是灵性的力量。但一般来说更多的指的是灵性的力量。
And Rama means happiness.
Rama 的意思是快乐。
So Balaram gives one strength.
Balaram 会赋予人力量。
We also understand that as Krishna becomes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Balaram becomes Nityananda Prabhu.
那在这个年代 ，Krishna 以Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的形象到来，而Balaram 以朱尼天南的 Prabhu 的形象到来。
Narottam Das Thakur, he has written one of his very beautiful bhajans, Brajendra Nandana Ye Sachi Suta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoili Nitai. So, Rajananda, Krishna, he becomes Nitai and Balaram. Rajanandana becomes Mahaprabhu or Sachi, the son of Mother Sachi, and Balaram becomes Nitai.
Narottam Das Thakur 写的一首 bhajan 当中就有，唱到是 Rajanandana, Krishna 成为了 Chaitanya, 而 Balaram 以尼泰的身份到来。
And as he is the first expansion, he's also known as the original servitor.
Balaram 是 Krishna 的第一重扩展，他也被认为是最原初的，第一位仆人。
So in that respect, he is also known as the original spiritual master.
他也被称为是最原初的灵性导师。
Now we know that Krishna attracts everyone by his flute playing.
我们知道 Krishna 通过他的笛音会吸引所有的生物体。
And there's a whole chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled the Venu Gita, which speaks about the glories of Krishna's flute playing.
圣典波加瓦坛有一整篇讲的都是 Venu Gita, Krishna 的笛音。
And all the inhabitants of Braj, they are very deeply impacted by Krishna's flute song.
Braj 的居民 Vrindavan 的居民听到 Krishna 的笛音之后都深深的被打动了。
We remember that the cows, they drink in that flute song, just like their ears become like cups.
那些母牛听到 Krishna 的笛音之后就会翻转耳朵，他们的耳朵就像杯子一样在接着喝饮着 Krishna 笛音的甘露。
As you have seen the cows in Vrindavan, their big ears are always pointed downwards.
我们在 Vrindavan 看到的母牛，他们的耳朵一般都是耷拉下来的。
When they hear Krishna's flute song,Those same ears, they turn upwards just like huge cups to gather all of that sound vibration.
可是当这些母牛听到 Krishna 的笛音之后，他们的耳朵就会翻转上来，像两个大杯子在收集着 Krishna 的笛音。
And their calves that are normally fully occupied withdrinking their mother's milk.
而小牛犊通常都会聚精会神的全神贯注的在吸吮母亲的乳汁。
When they hear the flute song, they very gently pull away from their mother's udders, and with that milk still in their mouths, they slightly open their mouths just in...fascination or awe with Krishna's flute playing and that milk it's trickling down the side of their mouths.
而小牛犊听到正在喝奶的小牛犊听到 Krishna 的笛音之后他们也就慢慢的微微的张开嘴巴刚刚吸进去的乳汁都会从他们的嘴角滑下来。
They're listening so attentively.
他们那么专注的在聆听着 Krishna 的笛音。
The deers that are normally very timid creatures, they come very close when they hear Krishna's flute song.
而生性腼腆的小鹿们在听到 Krishna 的笛音之后也会凑近了去听。
And with their ears very erect, they're...listening very, very intensely.
竖直了耳朵怀着很热切的渴望去聆听。
The birds that normally are very talkative.
那些通常都喋喋不休的鸟儿。
They become like very grave sages.
他们听到 Krishna 的笛音之后都像瞬间变成了庄严的圣人一般。
They become silent and with closed eyes, they're only listening to the sound of Krishna's flute.
瞬间静默了下来闭着眼睛聚精会神的在聆听 Krishna 的笛音。
So Krishna doesn't only like to play his flute, he also likes to dance.
Krishna 不光喜欢吹笛子，还喜欢跳舞。
So oftentimes, He will dance in the middle of circling peacocks.
往往都会在午夜有孔雀围绕着去跳舞。
And following his step, the peacocks are dancing quite beautifully.
孔雀们也追随着Krishna的舞步，跳起美丽的舞蹈来。
So, as anyone knows, it's already difficult enough to play the flute, but to play the flute and dance at the same time takes great expertise.
吹笛子本身就不容易了，边吹笛子边跳舞那就更难了。
So Krishna is playing very beautifully on the fifth note, which is not a note of this material world.
边吹笛子边跳舞那是很需要专业的技术的，他。 弹的是第五大调，而这个调子是在物质世界根本找不到的。He's
playing beautifully and he's dancing beautifully.
吹得很美妙，跳得更美妙。And
the peacocks, they fan their feathers to expose all of their beauty.
孔雀们扑闪着翅膀，尽情地展示着他们的美丽。And
after this performance is over, the peacocks, they want to offer Krishna something as a award, so they offer him their peacock feathers.
当Krishna的精彩的演出结束之后，孔雀们就想给他颁个奖，于是就把自己的羽毛送给了Krishna，作为礼物，作为奖品。
And that's the reason that Krishna values those peacock feathers so much.
这就是为什么Krishna那么的珍惜羽毛。
He never goes anywhere without those peacock feathers.
Krishna去哪儿都忘不了带上孔雀羽毛。
So, Krishna plays his flute to attract all living entities.
Krishna通过吹奏美妙的笛音吸引着所有的生物体。
But we know that Balaram doesn't carry a flute.
What is that?
I said, we know that Balaram doesn't carry a flute. He carries a plow.
And
what does he do with that plow?
他拿着梨做什么呢？
Well, because he's the original spiritual master, he uses that plow to soften our hearts.
因为Balaram是最原初的灵性导师，他用这个犁，就是让我们的心田变得柔软。Just
like we use the plow to break the ground to loosen it up so that we can plant seeds.
就像我们通常会用犁，犁地，让这个地面变得柔软，以便更好的去播种。So
Guru plows our hearts to make them soft.
Guru, 灵性导师通过耕耘我们的心田，让我们的心田变得柔软。And
sometimes this is painful because our hearts are hard due to many attachments.
因为我们的内心有太多的物质依附，所以当灵性导师去用犁去犁我们的心田的时候，我们会感到很痛苦。Sometimes
Guru appreciates us and to give us encouragement.
Guru 有时候会鼓励我们，欣赏我们。But
at times he often chastises us to allow us to improve.
但是也往往会为了让我们进步批评我们。
And that sometimes is painful to our false ego.
这对我们的假我来说有时候是很痛苦的。
But nonetheless, this is absolutely required and it's for our benefit.
但这却是绝对必要的，而且是对我们有益处的。So
being the original spiritual master, Balaram carries that plow so he can plow our hard hearts.
因此，作为最原初的灵性导师的巴罗让，就始终带着这个犁来耕耘我们的心田。
So Narottamdas Thakur says that one cannot attain the goal of life without the mercy of Balaram.
Narottamdas Thakur 在他的歌当中有写到，一个人如果无法得到 Balaram 的仁慈的话，就无法达到生命的目标。
I'm going to read a description of Lord Balaram's form.
那接下来我来读一段经典当中对主 Balaram 形体的描述。
Powerful Balaram is 16 years old.
力大无比的 Balaram 16岁。
He's full of the luster of youth and has a fair complexion the color of crystal.
他充满着青春的光彩，他的肤色如水晶一般。白皙明亮。
His handsome hair is tied in a graceful top knot.
他的他美丽的头发，用优雅的绳子系着。
Splendid earrings adorn his ears, and his neck is splendidly decorated with garlands of flowers and strings of jewels.
他耳朵上戴着美丽的耳环，脖子上戴着美丽的鲜花花环和珍珠项链。
Splendid armlets and bracelets ornament his graceful and very strong arms.
美丽的手镯和手铃装饰着他强而有力的双臂。
His feet are decorated with splendid jeweled anklets.
他的双脚也被美丽的脚环脚铃装饰着。
Lord Balaram's beauty is enhanced by the earrings touching his cheeks.
当他的耳环触碰到他的脸颊的时候，主巴勒让就更显得更美丽了。
His face is decorated with tilak made from musk.
他的额头被用麝香涂抹的提拉克装饰着。
And his broad chest is ornamented with a garland of gunja. You know gunja?
Gunja, I don't know Chinese. 他宽广的胸膛被gunja花做成的花环装饰着。
Balaram's voice is very grave and his arms are very long, touching his thighs.
Balaram 的声音庄重而深沉，他的双臂修长。
The splendor of Lord Balaram's transcendental form eclipses many millions of glistening, rising moons.
主巴勒让身体的光彩要赛过许多轮燃起的月亮。
The slightest scent of his boundless strength is sufficient to destroy many armies of demons.
他的一点点力量都足以敌过百万大军。
Although he knows the supernatural power of his younger brother Krishna, still, out of love for him, he never leaves Krishna alone in the forest, even for a moment.
虽然他知道他的弟弟 Krishna 拥有超自然的力量，但是出于对他的弟弟的爱，他从来不会让 Krishna 独自一人留在森林里。
Balaram is Sri Krishna's dearest friend and is a great reservoir of nectar mellows of many kinds of transcendental pastimes.
Balaram Shri Krishna, 亲密的朋友，亲切的朋友，他也是无限超然的逍遥时光的储藏库。
So Balaram, he serves in all five rasas.
主巴罗拉姆在同时以五种超然的rasa在服务 Krishna.
In the Santaras, Goloka is his expansion. Goloka Vrindavan is his expansion.
Santaras 中 Goloka Vrindavan 是他的扩展。
And the crown, the flute, the slippers, clothes, all of Krishna's ornaments are also expanded from him.
Krishna 头上, 戴的王冠, 还有他的笛子, 他的, 鞋子, 以及 Krishna 身上的所有的装饰品, 全都是 Balaram 的扩展。
So Krishna wants to attract the hearts of all, and Balaram wants to decorate his body, Krishna's body, to make him even more attractive.
Krishna 想吸引所有的生物体, Balaram 就配合他, 去装饰, 装扮他的身体, 让他变得更迷人, 更容易吸引人。
In the Dasiras, he's the menial servant, simply trying to please Krishna, like massaging his legs, for example.
刚刚说的是中性关系当中的服务, 在Dasharas仆人关系中的服务, Balaram 通常会为 Krishna 做一些卑微的服务, 比如按摩他的腿部。
In the Sakiras, friendship, he wrestles, he plays, he dances, he herds cows.
在Sakyaras朋友的关系当中, Balaram 通常会和 Krishna 一起摔跤, 一起跳舞, 一起去放牛。
Argues sometimes, fights sometimes.
有时还要争吵, 有时候会打架。
In the Vatsalya Ras, he acts as Krishna's elder brother.
在Vatsalya Ras, 这个关系当中, Balaram 是扮演着 Krishna 的哥哥的角色。
And he tells Krishna it's late, we need to go home.
提醒 Krishna, 天色已晚了,
or he tells Krishna it's time to get up in the morning.
早上也会提醒 Krishna, 到了起床的时间了。
He tells Gopal that today is your birthday.
会告诉 Krishna, Gopal, 今天是你的生日。
And sometimes he protects Krishna in the forest just like a protective parent.
有时候在森林里面的时候, 他会常常, 去保护 Krishna, 就像父母保护孩子一样。
And because he can't directly appear as Balaram in the Madhurya Ras, he appears as Ananga Manjari, Radharani's younger sister.
因为在 Madhurya Ras, 在甜美的情侣的关系当中, Balaram 不能以他原本的身份出现, 所以他就以 Ananga Manjari, Srimati Radharani的妹妹的身份出现。
Otherwise, there would be a mixing of rasas. This is called rasa basa.
否则的话, 不同的 rasa 就会混杂起来, 就称为 rasa basa.
So, he wants to appear, and so he wants to take part, so he takes part as Ananga Manjari.
他想在, 这种情侣之爱的关系当中, 依然参与到 Krishna的逍遥时光当中来, 所以他就以 Ananga Manjari的身份参与了进来。
He is also the source of all incarnations.
主Balaram也是所有的化身的源头。
As we know from Krishna comes Balaram,
因为我们知道，Balaram 是从 Krishna 扩展而来的。
And then from Balaram comes that first quadruple expansion.
从 Balaram 就扩展出四重扩展的第一个。
Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna.
Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna.
And then there's a further expansion of Lord Narayan, who's the Lord of Vaikuntha.
又继续扩展为Vaikuntha的主 Narayana。
And then there's a second quadruple expansion.
然后就有了二重，第二个四重扩展。
And then from that Sankarshan, one of the four, comes Adi Shankara, the original Lord Shiva.
之后从 Sankarshan 又扩展成 Adi Shankara, 也就是主西瓦。
And of course, Lord Shiva is said to be the greatest Vaishnava because he is an expansion of the original servitor, Lord Balaram.
因此主希瓦也被称为是最伟大的奉献者，因为他是主巴拉拉姆的扩展。
And that same Sankarshan expands to our three Vishnus, Karnadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and Shiradakshaya Vishnu.
这个Sankarshan 又扩展为三个 Vishnu,
Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shivadakshaya Vishnu.
Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shivadakshaya Vishnu.
Yeah, and of course, from Shivadakshaya Vishnu, all the incarnations come through that particular expansion.
那所有的化身又从 Shirodakshaya Vishnu 这个扩展而来。
So all of this is done by Balaram. Krishna expands to Balaram, and Balaram does all the rest, basically.
Krishna 扩展为 Balaram, 而其余的一切都是由基本上都是由 Balaram 完成的。
So of course. Krishna and Balaram, they perform many pastimes together.
当然 Krishna 和 Balaram 一起上演了很多逍遥时光。
And oftentimes we hear that Krishna, he personally slays some demon.
我们经常会听到 Krishna 亲自杀了某些恶魔。
But at times, Lord Balaram also slays demons.
主 Balaram 偶尔也会杀一些恶魔。
And he's slaying those demons on his own. We can say it's at his own with his own hands.
他会只身一人，一个人靠他一个人就能够杀掉一个恶魔。
So one of those demons he slayed was Dinukasura.
其中被主 Balaram 杀掉的一个恶魔就叫做 Dinukasura.
And you might remember from the Krishna book that Dinukasura was a very powerful demon who had assumed the form of an ass or donkey.
大家从 Krishna 快乐的源泉这本书当中应该有读过 Dinukasura 是一个驴子的样子。
And with his cohorts, his demon friends, he was occupying Talavan.
他和他的恶魔朋友们一起霸占着 Talavan 森林。
We have 12 forests of Vrindavan, and Talavan is one of them.
Talavan 是 Vrindavan 十二座森林之一。
So out of fear of these demons, no one could approach Talavan.
因为害怕这些恶魔，所以没有人敢去接近塔拉班森林。
Now we know that Talavan was very famous for these tall fruits.
Tala 果是一种很有名的果子。 塔拉万就是以这个果子著名的。
So, once on the pretense of feeling hunger, the cowherd boys, they informed Krishna and Balaram that there were these very large trees producing so many fruits just nearby. And they said, we can almost smell the fragrance.
有一次牧牛童们就假装肚子饿了，就去找 Krishna 和 Balaram 说，附近那个塔拉万森林里面的塔拉果简直太香了，我们在这都能闻到塔拉果的香味。
But the problem is that this Talavan forest is protected by demons.
可是麻烦就是这个塔拉万被一群恶魔所保护着。
So Krishna and Balaram, they said, we're not afraid of any demons, we will go.
Krishna 和 Balaram 就说，我们什么恶魔都不怕，我们这就去。
So they march right into the Talavan forest, and Balaram, who was induced by his cowherd friends, he started to shake these big fruit trees. And of course, as he did that, and the fruit started to fall to the ground, it made a big noise.
于是他们就向塔拉万森林走去，到了塔拉万森林 ，Balaram 因为牧牛童朋友一直在诱使他去攻击这个恶魔 ，Balaram 就使劲的去摇这个塔拉万树，在摇的过程当中发出巨大的声响，树上的塔拉果也掉到了地上。
So when Danuka heard this, he was furious.
Danuka, 驴魔听到之后，他非常生气。
Who is intruding in my forest?
谁侵占了我的森林？
And he immediately came running.
他马上就跑了过来。
And as soon as he saw Lord Balaram, he attacked him by turning around and kicking him with his rear legs.
他一看到 Balaram 就转过身去，用他的后腿踢了 Balaram 一脚。
If you've ever seen donkeys, you know that they use those hind legs. They're very powerful to kick other living entities.
见过驴子的人都知道，驴子有着非常有力的后腿，常常会用后腿去踢别人。
Once when we were doing Govardhan Parikram, we saw a male and female ass. And the male ass was trying to approach the female ass for sex life. And every time he did that, she would kick him in the face again and again and again.
有一次我们在做 Govardhan Parikram 的时候见到一头公驴和一头母驴，每次这公驴想接近接近这公驴想接近母驴亲近他的时候，都会被重重的踢在脸上。
And we could see it was really very powerful. Those hind legs are very powerful. And every time that the hoofs struck the front portion of the body of the male ass, you see it was a lot of impact.
看得出这个驴子的后脚后蹄是很有力量的，每次这个母驴在踢这个公驴的脸的时候，都会给他的脸上留下很深的印记。
And they were making this obnoxious noise.
踢着他发出很吓人的声音。
咿哦咿哦咿哦。That's roughly what they sound like.
被踢了之后，他就会发出大概这样的声音。
And So in this way, the desire was very strong. But my point is the legs were very powerful. So, you know, when those legs struck Balaram, it was with a lot of force. A lot of force.
So, 德努克苏若用他有力的好奇, 踢 Balaram 的时候, 确实是使了很大的劲。
But Balaram is so powerful. He just grabbed those rear legs of Denukasura and easily picked him up like a child picks up a plaything and started to whirl him around and around and around and around. And it, and the centrifugal force is going round and round and round. Actually killed him. And then he threw his body into the top of the tall trees.
而主巴勒让本身就是很有力量的, 所以他很轻松地就抓起了德努克苏若的后蹄, 然后就像一个孩子, 轻而易举地拿起一个玩具一样, 然后使劲地在空中, 去抡他, 旋转了很多次之后，他已经死去了。然后主巴勒让就把他扔到了塔勒万的树顶。
So whether he was killed when Lord Balaram was swinging him, or whether he died when he hit the trees, is really not that important. But the point is that by the time he hit the trees, he was dead.
到底是在主巴勒让抓起他，在空中抡他的时候，他死去的，还是被扔到塔勒树的树顶的时候死去的，这就没那么重要了。总之，被扔到树顶的时候，他已经死了。And
then all the other demon friends of Denuka rushed to attack.
这时候 Denuka 的所有其他的
And Krishna and Balaram easily picked them up and threw them on the trees, killing them all.
Krishna and Balaram 就很轻松地把他们一个一个都扔到塔勒树上, 杀掉了所有的这些驴魔.
And so the forest was now free of these demons.
这时候, 塔勒万森林已经全部铲除了所有这些恶魔。
The Acharyas say that it appeared that those bent tall trees were being directed by Balaram to pay obeisances to Krishna.
先辈的阿查亚，先辈灵性导师解释到，当时这些塔勒树也弯下来。 这就像，实际上他们是在给Balaram和Krishna顶拜。
Another time, when Krishna and Balaram were playing with the cowherd boys, a demon named Pralamba entered their midst.
还有一次, Krishna和Balaram在和牧牛童们一起玩耍的时候, 一个叫做Pralamba的恶魔混了进来。
And these asuras, they have the ability to transform their bodies.
这些阿苏拉, 恶魔们都有一种能力, 能够变形。
So Pralamba disguised himself as a cowherd boy.
Pralamba Asura, 这个恶魔, 也把自己, 变成一个牧牛童的样子。
So he understood that Krishna's potency was invincible.
他知道, Krishna的力量是无人能敌的。
So he decided he would abduct Balaram.
所以他就选择攻击Balaram。
So they were having a game, at the end of the game, the losing party was supposed to carry Balaram on his shoulders.
当时牧牛童们在玩一个游戏, 游戏的规则就是输的一方要背赢的一方。
And so Balaram could very quickly understand the true identity of the demon.
Balaram 很快就识破了这个恶魔的真实身份。
And he began to make himself heavier and heavier and heavier.
最后那当这个恶魔轮到这个恶魔背 Balaram 的时候 ，Balaram 就把他的体重不断的增加，增加。
So now, unable to bear the weight, the demon assumed his original form.
重到让恶魔实在背不动的时候，这个恶魔才现了原形。
And the description is that it was like a huge, dark, effulgent cloud.
当时对在这一段对经典中对这一段的段的描述是他Balaram 就像是一座巨大的深色的有充满光灿的云朵
decorated with golden ornaments
又带着黄金首饰
so Balaram then he brought his fist down on the head of the demon.And he split it in two.
嗯 I didn't get that. Balaram.
Balaram used his fist. He brought his fist down on the head of the demon, splitting it in two.
Balaram 就用他的拳头，重重的一击这个恶魔的头部，将他劈成了两半。
And in this way, Palambasura gave up his life.
就这样杀掉了 Palambasura.
So, there was also an instance in which Balaram is glorified by Krishna.
还有一次 Krishna 在荣耀 Balaram.
Balaram, being the elder brother of Krishna, was the object of his love and his respect.
因为 Balaram 是 Krishna 的哥哥，所以 Krishna 自然对他充满了爱，充满了尊敬。
So once when they were walking in the forest in Vrindavan, Krishna he observed the trees were bending down as if they were.Paying obeisances.
有一次，Krishna 和 Balaram 行走在 Vrindavan 的森林。Krishna 注意到了路边的树木低垂着，树干，所以看上去就像是在顶拜。
And he glorified the lotus feet of Balaram as being the object of devotion, even for the demigods.
Krishna 就荣耀 Balaram 说，主 Balaram 的莲花足是奉爱的对象，就连半神人都在崇拜主 Balaram 的莲花足。
He said that the trees were impersonalist in their previous lifetimes.
他说这些树木在前世他们都是非人格主义者。
And now they are witnessing the personal form of Balaram and were praying for devotion.
现在他们亲眼目睹了主 Balaram 的人格的形体，所以他们在向主 Balaram 祈祷，获得对他的奉爱之情。
There were times when Balaram would get tired by playing and he would lie down on the lap.Of one of the cowherd boys, and Krishna would personally massage his feet.
有时候，Balaram 玩累了就会躺下来 ，Krishna 就会亲自去按摩他的莲花足。
And Krishna would fan him. Krishna would provide so many different services for him.
Krishna 会给他扇扇子，给他做很多服务。
So there was a very sweet reciprocation of love between Krishna and Balaram.
就这样 ，Krishna 和 Balaram 之间有着丰富的充满爱的交流。
So once Lord Balaram At this time, he was living in Dwarka. He came back to stay in Vrindavan for 2 months.
有一次，当时 Balaram 在 Dwarka 住，他回到 Vrindavan 又停留了两个月。
And at this time, he enjoyed pastimes with his gopis, his gopi friends, and these, of course, were different from the gopis of Krishna.
回文达文的这两个月，他也在和他的牧牛姑娘朋友们在享受着美妙的逍遥时光。当然，这群牧牛姑娘和Krishna的牧牛姑娘是不一样的。
So he was enjoying such pastimes on the bank of the Jumuna.
他在和牧牛姑娘们一起在亚木纳河畔上演着享受着美妙的逍遥时光。
And he summoned, means he ordered the Jumuna to come closer so he could sport in her waters.
在亚木纳河畔的时候，他就召唤亚木纳河靠近一点，让他能够在亚木纳河水中玩耍。
But when Jumuna Devi did not respond, Balaram took up his weapon, his plow, and he began to drag the Jumuna into a, it says, 100 streams.
可是听到主巴拉姆的召唤之后，Jamuna Devi并没有立即的过来，于是巴拉姆就取出了他的武器，他的犁，使劲将Jamuna拖了过来，并且将它分成了100个水流。
And when this happened, Jamuna Devi personally appeared.
这时候，Jamuna才的人格形体亲自的出现了。
She offered obeisances to the Lord with many prayers.
他一边供奉祷文，一边向主顶拜。
And asked for forgiveness.
请求Balaram的原谅。
And in this way, Balaram was appeased, and he entered the waters of the Jumuna to take bath.
这时候，Balaram才满意了，进入了亚木纳河进行沐浴玩耍。
There was another time when Samba, who is the son of Jambavati and Krishna, kidnapped Lakshmana, the daughter of Duryodhana.
还有一次，Lakshmana kidnapped by Duryodhana.
No, you have to pay attention. Samba is the son of Jambavati and Krishna.
Yes.
And he kidnapped Lakshmana, the daughter of Duryodhana.
有一次，Krishna和Jambavati的儿子Samba，他绑架了Duryodhana的女儿Lakshmana.
And this was from the assembly where she was supposed to choose her husband.
那是在Lakshmana的选夫大会上。
And naturally, the Kauravas were furious.
当然，这会让库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库尔库
and finally arrested him.
于是他们就和三巴大战一场, 最后将他逮捕。
But when the Yadavas heard of this, they prepared for battle.
但是当亚达巴们听到之后, 他们开始准备大战一场。
Balaram pacified them.
Balaram 就安慰他们。
He was preferring to find a peaceful solution.
他想找到和平的解决方法。
But when he requested the Kauravas to return Sambha and Lakshmana, the Kauravas responded by insulting him.
Insulting who?
Balaram.
Oh, and then Balaram asked Kaurava to let go of Sambha, and they returned. 反倒来攻击 Balaram 侮辱 Balaram.
They didn't only insult Balaram, but they insulted the whole Yadava dynasty.
他不光 侮辱 主 Balaram, 还侮辱 整个 Yadava 王朝.
Then Balaram could understand that they were very ignorant because they had so much false prestige.
Balaram 就明白了他们真的是很愚昧的，他们充满了虚荣。
So then Balaram took his plow and began to drag the Hastinapur, the whole city of Hastinapur, into the Ganga.
于是 Balaram 就取出了他的犁，将整个 Hastinapur 城拖向恒河。
And the Kauravas were terrified.
当时 Kaurava一族被吓坏了。
And now they surrendered to the lotus feet of Balaram, begging for his mercy.
于是他们就臣服于主 Balaram的莲花族，祈求得到他的仁慈。
And then, of course, they immediately returned Sambha and Lakshmana and had them married with great pomp, a great ceremony with many opulent gifts.
于是他们就立即释放了Sambha和Lakshmana，并且给他们赠送了很好的礼物，为他们举行了盛大的婚礼。
Another pastime, in Satya Yuga, there was a king named Raivata.
So Satya Yuga, 有一个国王叫做Raivata.
And King Raivata, he had a daughter, Revati.
Revati, 国王有一个女儿名叫Revati.
And she was so beautiful and so qualified.
非常美貌又很有能力.
But he was unable to find a suitable match for her.
但就是找不到合适的夫婿.
So one day he took her to the court of Brahma to seek his advice.
所以有一次他就把女儿带到Brahma那里去请求Brahma给一些建议.
So after waiting for some time, for Lord Brahma, then he was shocked to learn that in the short time he spent in Brahmaloka, millions of years had already passed on earth.
他们去Brahmana待了一会儿，这个一会儿是Brahma的时间，他很惊讶，只不过是一会儿的时间，可是在地球上几百万年已经过去了。
By this time, Dwarapur Yuga was coming to an end.
这时候地球上Dwarapur Yuga已经快到尾声了。
So Lord Brahma informed King Raivata that at present at that time was Lord Balaram, who was more qualified to be the husband of Revati.
Brahma 就告诉 Revata 说，那时候Balaram已经显现在地球上了，他是 Revati 的合适的丈夫。
So King Ravata returns with Revati, and they approach Balaram to accept her as his wife.
于是 Ravata 就带着女儿 Revati 去向 Balaram 求亲，请他接受 Revati 为他的妻子。
Of course, because Revati belonged to an earlier yuga. People were much larger physically then.
当然 ，Revati 它属于上一个年代之前的年代的人，而之前年代的人个头都很高。
So she was much bigger, much taller than Lord Balaram.
所以她看上去比 Balaram 身体更庞大、更高。
So Lord Balaram placed his plow on her head and pulled her down till she shrunk to the appropriate size, and he accepted her as his wife.
于是，这 Balaram 就拿就把他的犁搭到 Revati 的头部，将他压低，一直压到一个合适的合适的身高之后，才接受他为自己的妻子。
Another pastime. Towards the end of Dwarpar Yuga, there was a gathering of thousands of sages at Namasaranya.
还有一个小时光是接近在 Dwarpar Yuga 快结束的时候，有一个几千名圣人的聚会在Namasaranya.
You may remember that they wanted to perform a thousand-year yajna in an effort to reverse the onset of Kali Yuga.
他们这些圣人们聚集在一起，准备举行一场千年祭祀，以扭转卡利年代的局势。
And they appointed Romaharshana Sutta to preside over this gathering.
他们就请 Romaharshana Sutta 来主持这个祭祀大会。
Romaharshana was the main disciple of Vyasadeva.
Romaharshana 是 Vyasadeva 的主要的门徒。
He was also present when Sukadeva Goswami narrated the Bhagavatam to King Parikshit.
当时也那个地方也是 Sukadeva Goswami 向 Parikshit Maharaj 讲述圣典摩迦瓦坛的地方。
So when Lord Balaram entered the assembly, of course everyone understood him to be the supreme personality of Godhead, so they all rose to offer him respect.
当主 Balaram 到了祭祀现场的时候，所有人都知道他是至尊人格守神，于是就起身向他致敬。
However, this Romaharshana Sutta, he was quite proud because he was occupying the position of a leader and he did not get up.
可是 Romaharshana Sutta 却很骄傲，觉得自己处在领导的位置，于是他就坐在那里原封不动。
Lord Balaram could understand that even though Romaharshana was an expert Vedantist, he had not really realized the teachings.
Balaram 就明白 Romaharshana Sutta 虽然精通伟大经典，但是他却没有觉悟到伟大经典的知识教导。
He had not even understood the basic etiquette of standing in respect of when a more exalted personality arrives.
他都不懂基本的待客之道，待客的礼仪，不知道更崇高的人物到来的时候应该起身去致敬。
So Lord Balaram then found him unqualified to lead that assembly.
Balaram 就觉得他没有资格来引导来主持这次祭祀大会。
And Balaram touched him with a blade of grass, which caused him to die.
Balaram 就用了一根草，就让夺去了他的生命。
And of course, some were upset with that. So then, to appease them, and according to Shastra, Lord Balaram then appointed the son of Romaharshana Sutta as leader of the assembly, and they were able to continue with their yajna.
在场的人，有的看到这一幕后感到很不高兴，于是主巴拉姆就让罗马哈尔沙纳苏塔的儿子来代替他主持这场祭祀大会，于是这个祭祀大会才得以进行下去。
In general, Balaram was equally affectionate to both the Pandavas and the Kauravas.
一般来说，Balaram 是对 Pandava 和 Kaurava 家族都是平等的对待的。
For example, he accepted both Duryodhana and Bhima as his disciples in the art of mace war or fighting with clubs.
比如说他既接受了Bhima又接受了 Duryodhana为他的门徒，向他和他学习用大头棒和作战的艺术。
And as their teacher, he appreciated the superior technique of Duryodhana as opposed to the raw strength of Bhima.
作为 Duryodhana 和 Bhima 的老师，Balaram 赞赏了 Duryodhana 在这方面的确是技艺高超，不像 Bhima 只会使蛮力。
So at the time of the Mahabharata, he refused to take sides, and instead he went on an extended pilgrimage to holy places.
在战争开始，他没有他们在 Mahabharata 当中记载，他没有站在任何一方去参战。那时候他就借此机会去朝圣了。
So in the battle, of course, between Bhima and Duryodhana, Balaram became angry at Bhima for killing Duryodhana by trickery.
在Bhima 和 Duryodhana 的斗争中，因为 Bhima 使了诡计，所以 Balaram 批评了他。
And Krishna had to appease Balaram.
这让 Balaram 很不高兴，所以 Krishna 还 Krishna 去安慰了他。
So Balaram, is a source of unlimited mercy.
Balaram 是无限仁慈的源头。
He exemplifies the service attitude to Krishna.
他以身作则的向我们示范了像 Krishna 作为 Krishna 的仆人的样子。
His only mission is to please Krishna by rendering service to him.
他唯一的使命就是为 Krishna 服务，取悦 Krishna。
And whether it's in the creation of the material world or maintaining the spiritual world or the Lord's personal paraphernalia, he's simply there as a servant.
不管是物质世界的创造，还是灵性世界的维系，还是变成主的随身用品，在每一个角色当中，他都是以仆人的角色在服务着 Krishna.
Balaram, of course, is the eternal companion of Sri Krishna.
Balaram 也是 Krishna 永恒的伙伴。
He comes as Lakshman when Lord Ramachandra appears.
当主以 Ramachandra 的身份降临的时候，他的身份是 Lakshman.
And later as Nityananda Prabhu when Mahaprabhu appears.
当 Mahaprabhu 显现的时候，主 Balaram 又以 Nityananda 的身份显现。
So as he is the original spiritual master, anyone desiring to make spiritual progress must first get the mercy of Lord Balaram.
因为主 Balaram 是最原初的灵性导师， 所以任何想在灵性道路上取得进步的人，首先都得得到主巴拉拉姆的仁慈。
When he comes as Nityananda Prabhu, he comes with a straw between his teeth.
当巴拉拉姆以主尼天南达帕布的身份到来的时候，他也是牙齿之间衔着稻草。
Having straw between the teeth is a indication, or a sign of humility.
牙齿之间，这样衔着稻草，这是谦卑的标志。
So when Mahaprabhu comes, he kills the material desires with the weapon of the holy name.
Mahaprabhu 到来的时候，他是用圣以圣名的武器，杀掉人们心中的物质欲望。
So of course, when Nityananda Prabhu approached some of the most fallen personalities like Jagai and Madai,
Nityananda Prabhu 甚至去接近最堕落的人，就像加盖和马代这样的人。
And they abuse him.
加盖马代他们甚至虐待主Nityananda。
Even to the extent of cutting his forehead with a piece of clay pot.
甚至用土罐砸伤了他的额头。
He does not at all take offense. In fact, he says, please, just accept the name.
可是巴拉拉Nityananda 并没有认为这是一个冒犯，他只是说无论如何请接受圣名吧。
But of course, Mahaprabhu becomes furious.
但是 Mahaprabhu 却非常的愤怒。
Because he will never tolerate offenses to his dear devotees.
因为 Mahaprabhu 永远都无法容忍别人冒犯他的亲爱的奉献者。
So he comes immediately running with his Sudarshan Chakra ready to cut off the heads of Jagai and Madai.
所以马哈帕布就立即带着他的 Sudarshan Chakra 冲了过来，想要立即杀掉加盖和马代。
He is so angry.
他愤怒极了。
But Nitai falls at his feet and begs him to not slay these personalities, but slay their material desires.
可是尼泰却拜倒在马哈巴布的足下，祈求他不要杀掉这两个人，杀掉他们心中的邪恶的物质欲望。
And based on Nityananda Prabhu's pleas,Mahaprabhu gives these two very fallen personalities his full mercy and delivers them.
就因为Nityananda Prabhu替他们求情，所以 Mahaprabhu 才将他所有的仁慈给到了加盖和马代，拯救了他们。
So, particularly in the context of, our class or continuing series of talks on preaching is the essence, we pray to Lord Balaram to empower us.
我们这段时间来每周一都在讲的一个专题是传播是精髓，那么今天这个日子我们就向主 Balaram 祈祷，祈祷给我们力量。
We pray to Lord Balaram that he uses his plow to remove all of the material desires from our hearts.
祈祷主巴拉让用他的犁来清除掉我们内心所有的物质欲望。
Because these many material desires are preventing us from fully loving and serving Krishna.
就是因为有太多的物质欲望，所以我们没法全心全意的去爱 Krishna, 服务 Krishna.
And we also pray that he gives us spiritual strength to persevere on the path to becoming pure servitors of the Lord and his devotees.
我们也祈祷主巴勒拉们给我们灵性力量。 让我们能够在这条道路上坚持下去, 以纯粹的心态去服务主和他的奉献者们。
So today is a day to reflect on Lord Balaram, recall his many pastimes, and pray for his mercy.
因此在今天, 主巴勒拉姆显现日这个日子, 我们就可以去回忆, 回顾主巴勒拉姆的很多逍遥时光，并且向他祈祷，祈祷给我们力量。
And if he will be so kind to us, so merciful to us, as to use his plow to soften our hearts, then we will consider, you know, our prayers a great success.
如果 Balaram 愿意给我们仁慈，愿意用他的礼仪，让我们的心田变得柔软，那我们的祈祷就成功了。Because
as we have been mentioning again and again, as we are simply repeating the words of our founder Acharya and our previous Acharyas and so many great personalities that we hear about in the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, that really success in preaching is about empowerment.
我们从先辈灵性导师以及我们的创办灵性导师，还有圣典波亚加瓦坦、永恒的诸朝丹念经当中很多伟大人物的教导当中都了解到，我们的传教的成功与否。
So we can use this day to pray to Lord Balaram that he removes the obstacles both from our hearts and from the hearts of the conditioned souls and empowers us to be tools to spread Krishna consciousness on his behalf.
所以，我们向主巴勒拉姆祈祷，祈祷能够清除我们内心的障碍，也清除受条件限制的灵魂的障碍，以便我们能够最大范围的把Krishna之觉传播出去。So
we will leave it at that. Sri Balaram Purnima Ki Jai. And that's all I can do because I have to go for another class. But I want to thank you all for joining this morning.
今天就只能讲到这里了，因为接下来我还有一堂课。感谢大家今天早上能听今天的早课。And
thanks Sati Mataji for facilitating as she always does.
感谢 Sati Mataji 一如既往的给我们安排每天的早课。Thanks
Shyamalila for her translation.
感谢Shyamalila的翻译。
And Krishna willing, or maybe we should say Lord Balaram willing, we shall meet in a week's time.
如果主Krishna, 或者更确切地说，今天我们应该说, 如果主Balaram愿意的话, 我们希望下一周同一时间, 我们还能够继续来一起学习。
So please use this day to increase your hearing and chanting, particularly about Lord Balaram.
希望大家利用好今天这个机会，更多的聆听唱诵，尤其是要更多的聆听有关主巴勒拉姆的话题。
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
所有荣耀归于Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to Lord Balaram.
所有荣耀归于主巴勒拉姆。
All glories to all the assembled devotees of Lord.
所有 荣耀归于聚会的主的奉献者们。
Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari